Ray Christensen reporting from Real Radio, WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul, at 830.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn.
Today's disaster was the first one at Soviet nuclear power plants in more than 30 years.
The English language service of Radio Moscow, for the first time, using the word disaster to describe the accident at the Chernobyl nuclear plant in the Ukraine.
A government commission has been set up to investigate what caused the accident at the Chernobyl nuclear power station in the Ukraine, where a reactor was damaged. And efforts are being applied to eliminate the consequences of the accident and help the victims.
What those consequences may be is unclear. Soviet officials are providing very few details about the disaster. Gary Thatcher in Moscow outlines what's known so far.
The impression is slowly building that the Soviets are facing a major disaster at Chernobyl, possibly even a meltdown of the reactor core. West German engineers at a construction site near Kiev were notified by Soviet officials that a security zone has been established over a 30-kilometer radius around the plant. They were not told what that term meant, but the report has sparked rumors that a major evacuation could be underway. Estimates are that some 50,000 people live in the affected area. Meanwhile, both West German and Swedish experts have been asked for guidance on how to fight fires in nuclear reactors. That has caused Western diplomats here to speculate that the plant may still be out of control and still spewing out radiation. Gary Thatcher for CBS News, Moscow.
The United States has offered its assistance to the Soviets. White House Chief of Staff Donald Regan says the U.S. could be helpful and would be if asked. But so far, Moscow has made no request for American aid. More news in a minute.
To replace a faucet, just do two things. First, go to a local True Value hardware store for one of their master plumber faucets. Then install it yourself and save. Hi, Pat Summerall to say you can get their two-handled kitchen faucet for just $19.95 or their two-handled laboratory model for only $15.95. Both Master Plumber faucets come with renewable seats and washers and instructions exclusively at participating True Value hardware stores and home centers where you can use your new True Value charge card and say that Pat Summerall sent you.
Ramada wants to know, what makes John Madden mad?
Does it ever seem like you spend most of your business trips trying to check out of hotels? You'd think they couldn't bear to part with you. Why else would they let you grow old standing in line? But don't get mad. Get Ramada. At Ramada, they do everything possible to make checkouts smooth and fast. Ramada knows when it comes to hotels, it should never be hard to say goodbye. Next time, Ramada. Call your travel agent or 1-800-2-RAMADA.
A red carpet and Balinese dancers were waiting as President Reagan arrived in Indonesia en route to the economic summit in Tokyo. The stopover, which will feature talks with top officials of non-communist Southeast Asian nations, was marred by the Indonesian government's refusal to let two Australian journalists traveling with the president enter the country. Gary Schuster has more.
On arrival in Bali, Indonesia, just minutes before Mr. Reagan's plane touched down, Richard Palfreyman and Jim Middleton were summoned from the press plane as it arrived and told they were not welcome in Indonesia. They were asked to take a plane out of the country, presumably to Tokyo, as soon as possible. The Indonesian government has refused to allow Australian journalists into the country in anger over allegations by some Australian news reports that the government of Indonesian President Suharto is corrupt. White House spokesman Ed Jurigian said the Indonesians were asked to reconsider their stand, but was told it was firm. Earlier appeals went as high as President Suharto. President and Mrs. Reagan were welcomed by Suharto, and after shaking hands with dignitaries and having flowers tossed at them by women in native dress, the Reagans went to their hotel. Gary Schuster, CBS News, with the president in Bali, Indonesia.
The remains of the seven Challenger astronauts are being flown to a military mortuary in Delaware. Workers at Florida's Kennedy Space Center lined the four-mile route from the hangar where the remains had been held to a transport plane, many of them weeping openly. An honor guard escorted the so-called crew transfer containers, smaller than coffins, each draped with a flag. At least two of the crew members are expected to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Now this.
Problem. Temporaries. Light industry.
If we don't produce, I'm not going to be here the next season.
If the product doesn't work, the customer's not going to buy it. Then I'll be out of business.
Solution. Kelly Services.
It was Kelly. We know we're going to have people that are good with their hands and not break down on the line because they use a manual dexterity test.
A lot of the functions in it are similar to the kind of work that we do here in our light industrial fabrication.
If your job calls for manual or precision dexterity, Kelly can test for those skills on the exclusive Kelly Dexterity Indexer. Nobody puts temporaries to the test like Kelly.
Those people over there on our line packing jams and jellies, they're all Kelly people. I can count on them every day, 8 to 10 hours a day.
For light industrial temporaries, call Kelly Services, the Kelly Girl people. We're in the white pages.
Kelly takes a load off a guy like me who's trying to get the job done.
And now, personal computer word processing is still another area for which Kelly provides tested temporaries. Call us. Nobody puts temporaries to the test like Kelly.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial's up a mere 0.12, volume on the big board close to 43 million shares. The Duchess of Windsor is being buried today next to her husband, the king who gave up his throne to marry the American divorcee. Queen Elizabeth is leading the mourners at the ceremonies near Windsor Castle. Wallace Warfield Simpson died last Thursday at age 89. Many thousands of well-wishers have gathered at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo as Emperor Hirohito celebrates 60 years on the throne. He's also marking his 85th birthday. Ceremonies at the palace included recollections of war and prayers for global peace. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
All right, Chris, and news as it happens, you hear it first. Any more details about the Russian incident, the nuclear meltdown, and any news about the NFL draft? We'll have that for you. 55 degrees and sunny. Sid Harp, and I just complimented him on the fact that he had the story yesterday in the paper about Zimmerman. He had it all
official
there.
Because he didn't say it on the air.
Yeah.
But he did have it in the paper.
And he said next time he talks to Lynn, he's going to take a lie detector. I don't know what he meant by that.
Why?
What?
Give me that again.
Say, Colonel Roger Letting here from the highway.
Yes, I know. I'm nervous.
And you don't have to make any excuses.
Oh.
No. Everybody's been coming up to him explaining that they were going fast because of some reason or other. They're all making excuses.
Uh-huh.
No, you don't have to
make any. It's one thing I never did. I never made excuses when your guys picked me up.
Well, you know, we hear a lot of them, Roger.
Yeah. But I
bet you do. We'll have to reiterate some of those in just a few minutes.
But the time I tried by saying, and just the Scandinavian immigrant and the Elvis drive at the speed over there. It didn't work.
Didn't work. No, it didn't work.
Hey, do you have the same old homeowner's insurance policy you've had ever since you bought your home?
Some people do, and if you did, Farmers Insurance Group of Companies has a suggestion for you.
Yeah, you may be paying too much for too little protection.
So what do?
You compare your present policy with Farmer's new Protector Plus policy.
And you ask these questions.
Does your policy guarantee replacement cost of your home?
Yes, and?
Does it have an automatically increasing limit on its contents?
And?
And does it have a higher limits of protection for certain personal property?
Compare.
Compare, and you'll discover that Protector Plus provides more protection per premium dollar.
So do this. Phone your fast, fair, and friendly Farmer's agent, and I'll tell you who they are. In Minneapolis, we have one.
We have Bob Hollister.
In Eden Prairie.
It's Mel Lundberg.
In Minnetonka.
Minnetonka, Val Wirtz.
And in Northeast Minneapolis,
Joanne Scheeser, S-C-H-E-E-S-E-R.
Play it smart. Call your nearby farmer's agent. Find out if your home qualifies for this outstanding Protector Plus policy. We were both commenting, Colonel, on Sunday. It was such a moving experience to be there at the memorial service on Sunday at the state capitol to kick off the Lifesaver program, memorial tribute and celebration of life at the Capitol Rotunda. And it was really moving not only to be there and experience with all the other people the reading of names, but to hear some of the stories that these people had to relate.
I was really, I thought it was great, the large crowd that was there.
Yes.
They really packed him in that room.
And I'm sure most of them, if not all, most of them had a relative or someone they knew that had been killed, one of those 610 people killed last year in traffic accidents.
I think we all do, Charlie. And it's so unfortunate that people, they look at the fatality rate, and many people liken it to the astronauts, where the seven died very tragically, and it was very tragic. But there are 70 people a day killed by drunk drivers, and we seem to accept that as a fact.
How many a day?
70 a day in the United States.
In the United States?
Yes.
And we're also concerned about terrorists.
Yes.
You know, and in some cases, rightly so. However, it's sometimes when you consider how many we kill on the highways, how many a year now?
Well, last year in the state of Minnesota, there were 610.
About 45,000 injured?
Yes, yes. That's... The injury rate is even is something that isn't even discussed, and that is even more traumatic because
yeah,
of
really
the cost
is.
Of injuries and the pain that those people have
yeah.
to be subjected to.
The St. Paul Pioneer Press and Dispatch has done a marvelous job, and Sunday they carried a great feature on this Lifesaver program, and they had a picture of a young woman whose husband is almost in a vegetative state because of a motorcycle accident. So in that case, the injury is much more devastating than had he been killed.
Yes, and not only to him, but to his wife and
exactly.
to his children. There are so many more people that are affected by this
yeah.
than just the one individual we're talking about.
Right.
And that's why I feel so strongly about the use of seatbelts. There are people who feel that it is my right to determine whether or not I will wear the belt, because if anyone is injured, it will be myself. I'm not going to cause injury to anyone else if I'm wearing the belt or if I'm not wearing the belt. But I feel a little differently about that. I feel that aside from being a law enforcement officer, I'm a taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
And as a taxpayer, if that individual is involved in an accident and through lack of protection becomes a vegetable or is unable to work because of the situation, they become a burden upon the state.
Good point.
And if they become a burden upon the state, they become a burden upon the taxpayer.
Sure.
I'm a taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a way of avoiding something like that, why, I think it should be used.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm a very, very strong advocate of the use of the seatbelt.
We're going to talk to a woman about 30 minutes from now who used a seatbelt insisted by her son. Her son used to nag her and say, "Mom, you got to wear your seatbelt." And finally she did, and she was in an accident. Unfortunately, wearing her seatbelt saved her from death, perhaps death or terrible injury, and she came out of it okay.
Well, I think if you remember, Charlie, on Sunday over at the Capitol, there was one woman who spoke, and she stated that her daughter was killed in an automobile accident,
yes.
and she would have survived had she been wearing her seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite an admission for that mother, and she was going through a great deal of trauma there just in discussing it to all the people in the audience.
Yeah. The grief was so obvious, and it points out the need to really wear your seatbelt and obey the speed limit and don't drink when you drive.
That's right.
Lifesaver program, we'll be talking more about this, and we want to let the people call in and ask you questions about anything they want to, because I'm
Great.
Sure they always Great. Delight in that, and we really appreciate your taking the time to do it. Our number is 989-2830. We'll open the phones right after the weather. That's coming up in just a minute.
Springtime is a happy season of year, isn't it? The spring fresh air, the singing birds, flowers blooming, it all makes you feel like smiling. I'm Joyce Lamont for the Wellington Apartments, where active seniors rent and smile. The Wellington is as beautiful as springtime. It's in Highland Park, St. Paul. There's a big patio outside, surrounded by landscape grounds and lawns and trees. There's a sunning deck with a fine view of the Mississippi River. It's only two blocks away, a great place for a morning stroll. It's springtime inside the Wellington, too. The 9-story atrium is filled with green growing plants and handsome furnishings, and that's only the beginning. There are more than 55 special features and services designed just for active seniors, like a delicious evening meal each day, a library, a beauty salon, a spa and exercise room, and a grocery store. You'll find that the Wellington is perfect for your active lifestyle through all the seasons. Call now. Make an appointment to see it. 699-2664. 699-2664.
Now to the CCO Weather Center and Milda Fiv. Milty, the Colonel Roger Letting here with us from the Highway Patrol, says we might even get more than 70 the way it feels this morning.
Isn't it nice out there?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
We're up to 59 already. We could go over 70, I suppose, by 1 or 2 degrees, but I wouldn't feel badly about that at all. But unfortunately, we'll get the one good day. Tomorrow won't be quite as nice, I'm afraid, with some lingering showers perhaps in the morning. Our temperatures, though, are beginning to respond pretty nicely around the area. It's already up to 60 at Rochester. International Falls has gained 4 degrees in the last hour. They're up to 43. Duluth is at 50. Madison is up to 59 degrees. Iowa, Des Moines is up to 58. Some cloudiness across the Dakotas. It's moving in this direction, and I think we'll see some of it here during the afternoon. It's not the kind of thing that produces showers, however, so I think we'll be free of that for the balance of today. Some moisture coming in and a developing system to the southwest, though, promises a few showers and thunderstorms overnight. Timing of that is still a little difficult. We'll have to take another look at it, of course, during the afternoon hours. They may linger into the morning tomorrow. By that time, we hope the system will pull off to the east and we'll be getting some drier air from the northwest. It'll be a few degrees cooler, though. Look for a high tomorrow, probably about 60 or 62, and the winds should shift around to northwest. Right now in the Twin Cities, it's a beautiful morning, as you say. Barometer steady at 2990. Southwest wind at 15. They'll be rather brisk, part of today at least. 60% humidity. Our dew point is down to 45. Sunshine, beautiful blue sky after that rain cleaned everything out. 59 nice degrees.
Boone Erickson, regular with us. He is our astrological guy. Harry.
Yeah, I'm the guy with a crystal ball.
Yeah, and are you ready to gaze into your crystal ball?
Heavens, no. I gaze into a Pella window.
Well, I'm glad you believe in quality. What do you see?
Well, I see that quality costs no more at Pella. But that's not all. You know what else I see?
What?
People. Many people.
What are they doing?
Well, they're coming to Pella. Interest rates at an 8-year low. So these people are building, remodeling, adding on.
What else do you see?
I find Pella window stores all over the place. Minneapolis, Minnetonka, Burnsville, Maplewood, Eau Claire, St. Cloud, Rochester, and Mankato.
See that all right there in the window? What's that bright light I see there?
That's a night light. Every Pella window store, except the Cosota Avenue store in Minneapolis, every Pella store is open every Monday and Thursday night until 8 o'clock.
And Pella window stores have experts on hand to help you with your building and remodeling window.
You're right there.
Hey, look into that Pella window, and what do you see for me?
Don't ask.
Huh?
You don't want to know.
Oh. 60 minutes past 10 o'clock, and the CCO temperature, 59 degrees. And the colonel says it's gorgeous outside. Colonel Roger Letting, chief executive of the Minnesota Highway Patrol, and he's guesting with us today. We're celebrating Lifesaver campaign right now. And Jim in St. Louis Park has a question, and Louise in White Bear Lake. Hang on, Louise. We'll be right with you. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
Fine. And you have a question.
Yes, sir. My question is, first of all, it seems that there's a lot of money being spent for the campaign for seat belts or mandatory seat belts. My question is, are airbags as safe? And if so, why not the same amount of money being spent to install those in automobiles?
Well, I don't think they're as safe, Jim. They're only useful in a front-end collision. There are many collisions that occur where there is a secondary collision. On the initial impact, the airbag will inflate for the driver and the passenger, and then it will immediately deflate so that they're... I addressed a concern about the possibility of having your vision obstructed, and that apparently isn't the case because they deflate immediately. But then what about a secondary collision where you might glance off of a truck into a wall? The bag is no longer useful. On a rear-end collision or on a side collision, the airbag isn't going to provide the protection because it isn't going to inflate. That's the one place where the seatbelt is so effective, because... if you get a side collision, you might slide across that seat without your belt on. You're going to remain behind the seat if you're wearing the belt and perhaps even retain control of the automobile. I think that airbags have a place, but I do think that they have to be in addition to the seat belts.
And airbags are far, far more expensive.
Oh, yes, far, far
probably
more.
10 times more expensive, wouldn't you say?
Well, we have a saying on the State Patrol, Charlie, that if you'd like to have a belt for the road, make it a seat belt. It only takes a second, and it doesn't cost a cent.
Yeah, very good. It's Louise in White Bear Lake with our next call. Good morning, Louise. You're on with Colonel Roger Letting of the Highway Patrol.
Good morning. I feel real strongly about something, so I thought I'd call.
Certainly.
Last week, I did a rather stupid thing, and I'll admit it publicly. Maybe other parents will think over twice, too. I hesitated to put down that little button, you know, kids get. He's 4 years old, and John's real good about buckling up. He tells everybody else to buckle up. But Mom thought it would be real convenient not to have to reach across and push down that button on the door. As we pulled into the parking lot at the bank to drop off something, he swung that door open. And had we been on Highway 61, he would have been a dead kid in White Bear.
Wow.
So I want to share with people how important it is, not only seatbelts, but save those people by pushing on that button. Because you can't pick them up after it's too late.
That's right. Louise, thank you for sharing that with us.
And have a good day.
You too.
Jeff, we have a call from Jeff in Eden Prairie. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
You're on CCO.
I have a comment here. Okay. What would you think, Colonel, about an old age driver's training program or a test for old age drivers every year after the age of 75 or 80?
Okay. What do you think, Colonel?
Well, first of all, Jeff, there are many people who would probably dispute your remark about old age 75 because there are many people that feel quite young at age 75. But I would agree. I would agree because most of the people who are, well, over 50 have never taken a driver's test. And
meaning that they never had tests that many years ago?
No, there were no tests. They applied for their driver's license at a cost of 35 or 50 cents and received the license without the benefit of any tests. And there are many people that haven't, that have never taken a test. I think it would be excellent for over a certain period of time for people to be required to go in and take the test, just to refresh them on the laws and rules of the road, particularly on use of the turn signals on an automobile.
You know, that is one of my pet peeves. And I'm sure people have all kinds of pet peeves about drivers, but that's one of them. People who make turns without using a turn signal.
Mine too, Charlie.
Yeah.
It's so easy. And when you do make a turn or when you switch lanes, what you're doing is providing some courtesy to the other individual. You're letting him know what you intend to do. And in many, many cases, the individual who knows what you're going to do is going to yield that area to you so that you can successfully do it. Where if you just cut in and out, you create a hazard for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But again, if you do cut in and out, at least extend the courtesy of putting on that turn signal. It's not only the law, but it's a courtesy to the other drivers using the road.
10:21 this morning, 10:21 Central Daylight Time, 59 degrees, going for 70, maybe more, and sunny skies. Sandy, hang on.
Guess what I've got in this bag?
Midlife crisis?
No, swatches.
Swatches?
Swatches of fabric. Calico Corners has gathered decorating fabrics from the top designers into one fantastic collection. Thousands of the latest looks. Shimmering jewel tones, soft florals, rich solids, elegant paisleys for every part of the house.
Let me guess. Quilted paisley garage doors.
No, the bedroom. A family that decorates together, stays together.
Another late night with Architectural Digest, dear? 30 to 60% fabric savings every day. Now get 20% off selected custom labor services. Limited time offer, so hurry.
First quality fabrics and custom labor savings. Only at Calico Corners, our decorating resource.
Are we uppies yet?
You don't deserve me.
But you have such good taste.
Calico Corners is your kind of place. All you add is your own good taste.
Sale now in progress at Calico Corners, Edina and Roseville. Now open on Sundays. Consult your white pages for addresses.
Sandy in Plymouth will take your call, and we want to talk something about seatbelts here. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. We have a 1959 hardtop convertible, which we have restored to mint condition. We use it only summer months and travel to and from Minnesota cities to take part in parades and whatnot. The car was not made with seatbelts. I'm sure its value would depreciate should we do anything to it other than what we have done to restore it. What happens to people like us with vehicles like this? What happens concerning the seatbelt law and whatnot?
That's a good question. Interesting question.
Yes, Sandy, and it is not addressed in the law. The law requires the wearing of the belts, and it doesn't address the fact that there are vehicles out there, older vehicles, that do not have the belts. Your suggestion that installing the belts would change the originality of the vehicle and perhaps have the effect of not necessarily destroying, but
Lessening
the value, and I don't feel that way. I'm a lover of those old automobiles, and I especially those convertibles. I think that in a convertible, particularly, it would be a very, very good thing to do to put a seatbelt in there, just because of the lack of protection that you've got on the roof of that automobile to be slammed around
right
in there in the event of an accident through no fault of yours. There are. You can be the best driver on the road, but if someone else who is not a good driver makes that mistake and causes you to be involved in an accident, you need all the protection you can get.
I'm sure if you spend as much care and money in putting a seatbelt as you have in restoring that car, the seatbelt will look good and it won't deter or take away from the value of the car at all.
Well, in my eyes, it would enhance the value of it.
Yeah, it wouldn't me. It's 24 minutes past 10. We'll go to markets in just a minute. I want to ask you about seatbelts. There are some people that still argue against seatbelts, and I've been wearing seatbelts ever since they first put them in automobiles because I've driven a lot of sports cars, and I just feel safer and feel more secure. But there are a lot of people still who have an argument against seatbelts, who think they have an argument.
Well, I've heard some of them. They feel that if I wear the seatbelt, that it's my decision, because if there's an injury that occurs, it's going to be my injury. Whether I wear a seatbelt or I don't wear the seatbelt is only going to hurt it's going to hurt me in the event of an accident. It's not going to cause injury to anyone else. Therefore, it should be my decision. But I feel the highways are public highways. They're for everyone's use. I'm a taxpayer, along with being a law enforcement officer. If you choose not to wear your seatbelt and you're involved in an accident and you are injured to the extent that you're no longer able to be gainfully employed, you may, because of financial circumstances, become a burden on the state. As a taxpayer, it's going to cost me money in order to take care of that burden that you've presented. And frankly, I feel that I have a right to require that the people have some protection in their automobiles when they're using the roads. And it's right there. It's not something that they have to spend additional money for. It's available. Just get in the automobile, and there it is.
Let me give you another excuse. It'll mess up my dress.
Yes, and
or my suit.
Mess
up your face.
Just wearing clothes wrinkles clothes, but flying through a windshield really will wrinkle clothes.
I was going to say, yeah, it'll mess up your face real good. How about people who say, well, If I go and land in a water-filled ditch or go off into a lake, I won't be able to get out of the car if I have a seatbelt.
Just the insertion of your finger into that little button is all that it's going to take to release that. People also say they're too uncomfortable. They don't like driving. Well, I tell you, slamming into the dashboard or crashing in the windshield is also very uncomfortable.
But you do get used to them, to the point where you don't even know you have them on.
Wear them 10 times and they become a habit.
Yeah. Pat, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Northeast Minneapolis, sun shining bright there?
Yes, it is.
Beautiful morning.
Yes. I was wondering what the correct procedure is for stop school buses. I see a lot of people in the opposite lane passing them, even with the flasher down, and I know you're not supposed to, are you?
Absolutely not, Pat. When that arm comes out, all traffic in both directions is supposed to cease. Now, on a four-lane highway with a divider in between, certainly it isn't required that the people on the other side of the divider stop. But on a two-lane road, yes, you do not pass the stop arm of the school bus, and the law is very specific in that all that is necessary is for the driver to... The bus driver can get the license number, he turns it into us, and we aren't even present when this violation occurs, and we can make the arrest on this. This was a change of the law not too long ago, several years ago, and that's very recent. But it does take care of the prosecution of those people that violate that law.
Okay, thanks for calling, Pat. Right now we're going to take a short break for the market news, the CCO business update, live from the floor of the Midwest Stock Exchange in Chicago, and a good morning to Harry Jacobs.
Good morning, Charlie.
Harry, it's a beautiful morning here. Maybe you'll get that sunshine later.
Oh, listen, it's gorgeous here,
too. Oh, good. You got the sunshine.
Yeah, you finally sent us some good weather.
Super. What's the market like?
Well, stocks opened the session higher and then advanced to up about 7 points before retreating, as the Dow currently is down 2.86 to 1840.89 on a composite volume of about 65 million shares. The transportation average is down 2.82, the utility average down 2.05, and the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 0.10. Declining stocks lead advancing issues by about 7-6. Among the most active stocks today, American Telephone leads the list and is up 3/8. American Express up 1.25. Oak Industries down 1/8, and Mesa Limited Partnership up 0.25. Stocks of Twin City Interest, Deluxe Check down 1.75. Cray Research down 1. NWA up 3/8, and 3M up 3/4. Sales of new single-family home sales rose 27.5% in March. This is the highest level of sales since 1963, when the figures were initially reported. The composite index of leading indicators in the U.S. increased 0.5% in March, which follows a 0.9% rise in February. Prices of U.S. Treasuries are 1/8 to 5/8 of a point higher in moderate trading in New York. U.S. dollar is mostly higher in early New York trading, while gold in London at the afternoon fix is down 70 cents an ounce from yesterday afternoon to $342.45. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 2.86. This is Harry Jacobs from the floor of the Midwest Stock Exchange in Chicago reporting for WCCO Radio.
Have a good day, Harry.
Thank you, Charlie. You too.
Okay. CCO Business Updates heard three times each weekday. We'll hear another one at 12:25 noon on Howard's show and then going home with Cannon this afternoon at 3:25.
Say, how is it those Thorn Apple Valley hot dogs get even plumper when you cook them?
Because they're made with fresh, lean meat.
And how is it that Thorn Apple Valley bacon is so great tasting when they have no sugar and very little salt?
Well, Thorn Apple Valley does it.
Well, how is it that Thorn Apple Valley luncheon meats taste so fresh?
Again, fresh, lean meat. And they're tasty because they use all natural spices.
Thorn Apple Valley, low salt, no sugar, hot dogs, bacon, and luncheon meats at your favorite store.
Thorn Apple Valley meats. Better because they're made that way. Update on the NFL draft in a moment. The Soviet Union asking Sweden and a West German firm for help in putting out a nuclear fire in a reactor at a giant atomic power plant north of Kiev. That's the capital of the Ukraine. Authorities have taken buses from Kiev to help evacuate residents in the area around the reactor. Experts say the graphite in the reactor apparently is on fire. It burns like coal. And such a fire is considered worse than a meltdown because it sends more radiation into the air. A radioactive cloud already has covered Scandinavia, 1,000 miles away. On the other side of the world, President Reagan arrived in Bali, Indonesia, for 3 days of talks with Asian leaders before he flies to Tokyo and a Western economic summit. Indonesian President Suharto greeted Reagan, and a couple of Australian newsmen were taken off the plane and were sent back to Australia because they were... They wrote some articles that were not complimentary to Suharto. Good news for the economy from the Commerce Department has taken a look at its broadest gauge of future economic activity, and the figure is up. And when the government took its first census back in 1790, the first census, the population center of the country was 23 miles east of Baltimore. While the country and the population center has been on the move ever since, the latest reading, based on the 85 population estimate, puts the nation's population center 50 miles southwest of St. Louis, near the small Washington County community of Potosi, Missouri. So that's the center of the country. It's 10:31, and the temperature 59. We're going 470 at least.
The Twins Silver Sweepstakes. These are some of the rules. Pick up a CCO Twins bumper sticker at participating Amico Certicare locations. No purchase necessary. At least five times weekly, beginning April 28th, CCO official spotters will look for vehicles in the Twin Cities area with a sticker prominently displayed. If you're spotted and your radio set on 830, you'll win an instant merchandise prize with a value of at least $25. Stickers are also available by mailing a self-addressed stamped envelope to CCO Radio. Send in the entry blank on the reverse side of the sticker and be eligible for additional prizes. Or send a postcard with your name, address, phone, and birthday to Twin Silver Sweepstakes, WCCO Radio, Box 2830, Minneapolis 55402. At least five times daily between 6 a.m. and midnight, CCO Radio will announce a prize package on the air with a value of at least $25 and announce the name and address of a contestant listed on an entry chosen at random. That person will have 8 minutes 30 seconds to phone CCO Radio and claim the prize package. Please, only one name per entry. All entries must be hand-printed. Deadline for entries is June 16, 1986, unless otherwise announced. Entrants must be at least 18 years of age. Some prizes subject to certain restrictions. Winners are responsible for all taxes and fees on certain prizes. One winner per family. These rules are subject to change, and the contest may be terminated at any time at the discretion of CCO Radio and Amico Certicare. Employees of Midwest Communications, participating sponsors, their agencies, or subsidiaries are not eligible to participate, nor are members of their immediate families. For a complete copy of the rules, send a business-size, self-addressed stamped envelope to Rules, WCCO Radio, 625 2nd Avenue South, Minneapolis, 55402.
27 minutes now before 11 o'clock, 59 degrees in our Twin Cities. Just a brief update on the Vikings draft, NFL draft. The Minnesota Vikings passed on both Iowa quarterback Chuck Long and Oklahoma State defensive end Leslie O'Neal, both front office favorites, to make a three-way trade with San Diego and the New York Giants in the first round of the NFL draft and acquire the rights to tackle Gary Zimmerman. They traded their first and third round picks to San Diego for the Chargers' first and second round picks. The Vikings then dealt their 2 second round picks to the New York Giants for the rights to Zimmerman, who is 6'5", 280 pounds, who played two seasons in the USFL. And Apparently, Minnesota, the only Midwest NFL team to contact Zimmerman, who said he figured the NFL draft day was the last probable day for him to be traded. He said, "I figured I'd be a little rusty at first, but it's like riding a bike. It should come back." He loves the outdoors, and he's looking forward to coming to Minnesota, so we'll hear more about that, I'm sure. We're talking about the Lifesaver program, about seat belts, and we have with us the head of the Highway Patrol, Colonel Roger Letting, and Dee in Minneapolis and Don in Ramsdale. Hang on, we'll take you in just a moment, but I have Louise Hansen on the line. Good morning, Louise.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
I understand you are a member of the Saved by the Belt Club.
Yes, I am.
I have a picture that shows your car after an accident, and wow, it it looks like you could have been severely injured or perhaps even killed had you not been wearing your seatbelt. At least that's what I'm told.
Mm-hmm. I was told that too. I have a plaque here with Roger Letting's signature on.
Well, tell us about that plaque.
Okay, it says Minnesota State Patrol Saved by the Safety Belt Certificate, and it's got my name on it. It says, "Congratulations, the Minnesota State Patrol, Minnesota Department of Public Safety, and Minnesota Safety Council have completed a thorough review of the traffic crash in which you were involved and have found that your use of safety belts protected you from serious or fatal injury. We commend you for the good example you provide others on the importance of wearing safety belts." And it says, "You are living proof that seatbelts save lives, having survived a serious crash on August 15th, 1985.
Terrific. You're the 50th person in the state recognized by the State Patrol Saved by the Belt Club.
Yes.
Now, your son kind of nagged you. He was successful finally in prodding you to wear your seatbelt. Is that true?
Yes.
And you had an accident, head-on crash on U.S. 61 near Interstate 94 last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the Highway Patrol believes that your injuries might have been much more severe, might even have been killed had you not been wearing a seatbelt.
Right, that's what they told me.
So you've been wearing it ever since, I'll bet.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
My son took driver's ed 2 years ago, and my kids always wear their seatbelts without me saying a word to them. And they kept after me, and I had all those excuses that you were naming about it wrinkled my clothes, and I'm a good driver, you know, I've never had an accident, so I really don't need to wear my seatbelt.
Well, people really get into a false sense of security, don't they?
Mm-hmm. So that's what happened to me. Somebody's knocking on my door, I don't believe it. But anyways, I had all these excuses, and my son got real tired of listening to my excuses, because one day he said to me, "If you're not going to wear your seatbelt, Mom, I'm not going to wear mine. Because if you get into an accident and you get killed, I don't want to live either."
Wow.
And, yeah, I promised to wear my seatbelt after that if he would continue to wear his. And so I kept my promise that day, and so I had my seatbelt on. And that's why, you know, I'm still around. You know, people say they want to have a choice. Well, and you know, you really cause a lot of pain for everyone around you, even with the seatbelt on, you're still going through a lot of pain and trouble and stuff. Hang on a second.
Somebody's at the door.
You know, one of the great things about this, Charlie, is that I was present and I presented her with this recognition for her having worn the seatbelt, and it was really emotional. Her son was there. And the statements that she made about her son stating that he didn't want to live if she were involved in an accident, it really hit home, because there were a lot of people present at this presentation. She having been the 50th recipient of this Saved by the Belt. Incidentally, we're very proud of that Saved by the Belt program. It's a program that we've put together to recognize the people that were wearing the belts. And, of course, it will be mandatory in the fall of the year, the 1st of September. But up to that time, and I'm sure we'll be doing it after that time also, but it's really interesting to see the the reaction from the people. One of the gentlemen from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Jim Klobuchar, was involved in an accident, was wearing the belt, and is a very strong supporter of the use of seat belts as a result of his experience. He was one of the recipients of our Saved by the Belt Award.
That's a great award. Louise, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Say, Louise, our congratulations to you, and thanks so much for sharing your story with us, and our best to your son, Rich. He is certainly richer having nagged you to get his mom to wear a seatbelt.
I know. When I was down at the emergency ward after the accident, and my kids all came down there, of course, and they were all standing around me, and they were so concerned, you know, because of my injuries and everything. Even with a belt on, you do get hurt, you know.
Sure.
It doesn't keep you from getting hurt. But anyways, I thought, you know, this could be me in a casket and all my kids standing around if I didn't have that seatbelt on. I mean, I really feel strongly that people should wear their seatbelts. And I feel, you know, mandatory seatbelts, you know, for all. And find those who don't wear one. Because, you know, people get fined for going over the speed limit all the time. And, you know, I just think seatbelts can save a lot of lives.
Thanks a lot, Louise.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Louise C. Hansen of St. Paul Park sharing her experience with us. And Dee and Don, in just a minute.
A Chorus Line, now at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, the longest-running show in the history of Broadway, the winner of 9 Tony Awards. Now you can see this great Broadway classic in Chanhassen's own production. A Chorus Line is based on the lives and experiences of Broadway dancers and celebrates these unsung heroes of the American musical. It's everything you've come to expect from Chanhassen. An evening of fine dining, superb theater, exciting choreography. This dance-filled musical takes you through the final audition for an upcoming Broadway show. Experience the joys and frustrations of these dancers while they wait to see who will get the job. Share the hopes and fears of these talented gypsies whose life is dance. A Chorus Line, on stage at Chanhassen. Call now for reservations. Chanhassen, bringing you the best of American musical theater for over 17 years.
They have revised the forecast, so it looks like it's going to be maybe a little warmer than we expected earlier, and the rain's going to maybe come later, maybe later tonight. We'll worry about that later because it's a sunny, beautiful day, 59 right now, heading for 70, maybe more. Dee, in Minneapolis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You have a question for the Colonel.
Well, first I want to say I'm very much in favor of Project Lifesaver. I'm a firm seatbelt wearer myself.
Terrific.
What I'd like to know is, for the past year or so, I've noticed that when people are driving in an emergency vehicle, whether it be an ambulance or a police car or whatever, are going with their sirens on, people are not pulling off to the side of the road as they should. I'd like the Colonel to comment on the proper procedure and when you're supposed to pull off.
Okay. Good question, Dee.
Thank you very much for asking, Dee. It's something that is really a great concern of ours. For example, on an interstate system, three lanes of traffic, 94, 35, if the emergency vehicle is going to remain in the left lane, pull over to the right and stop. If you can't get over to the right, or if you can't stop, at least get over as far to the right as possible. But that left lane is the lane that's going to be used by the emergency vehicle. By all means, vacate that left lane. The vehicle is going to stay in that lane, and if you're traveling along at 55 miles an hour and the lane is open alongside of you, the expectation is that perhaps the emergency vehicle will move around you by going into that lane. They're not going to do that. They're going to stay in the left lane because we've found from the experiences we've had when an emergency vehicle starts moving around through the traffic, we just invite accidents, and we realize that accidents can occur even though they remain in that left lane, but it's much safer for us. And we also recognize that it isn't always easy to hear those sirens, the lights. If you glance in your mirror regularly, you're going to see the lights coming, but the sirens you don't always hear because of the soundproofing in the automobiles and the stereo systems provided in the radio systems. And we recognize that. We've been training our troopers to be aware of the fact that although you can hear it because it's right over your head, it isn't necessarily the case of the individual that you're overtaking. So we expect them to exercise caution in getting through this traffic. But when an emergency occurs, they want to get through that traffic as quickly as possible. Move to the right and stop if possible.
I was waiting for a bus the other day, and I didn't believe what I saw, but the car was not getting over for emergency vehicle, and I noticed the guy was wearing earphones. He was listening to one of those stereo
cassettes. And that's illegal.
That is illegal.
That is illegal to operate a motor vehicle while wearing earphones. Absolutely.
I see people do it, even riding a bicycle, and I think it's crazy.
Well, it isn't covered on a bicycle, but there was an effort in this last legislative session to also include bicycles, because you just can't hear what's going on around you.
Say, Karen and Edina, good morning to you. Karen? I guess I got you online, too. I'm sorry. Karen, go ahead.
I'm here. Hi. I just thought I'd comment. I didn't use a seatbelt for a long time. I did when they first came out, and they were just a belt across the lap routine. I'm only 5 feet tall, very petite woman, and when they came in with the shoulder belts, they didn't fit me. I mean, they cut me across with the neck, and that was it. Then they finally, I guess they adjusted, but after that experience, I never used them. I just have recently finished reading Lee Iacocca's autobiography, and he has some very good comments, a whole chapter about the using the seatbelt and how it's a passive system rather than the airbags, which are more expensive. And quite frankly, I started using the seatbelt just last week while we were on vacation, and find out that they adjust, and plan on using them in the future.
Terrific. I'm glad to hear that, Karen.
I think anybody who reads his book, there's a lot of comments in there, but he really is in favor of the seat belts, and I'm going to start using them.
Good. Thanks for sharing that.
Thanks.
That's an interesting observation that she makes, Charlie, because it is true. You don't have to have those tight against your body. They will tighten up on an impact, and you can wear them loose. It isn't necessary that you be restricted to the point where you feel uncomfortable with them. I had a woman over at the Project Lifesaver program that was on Sunday, and she commented about using a prosthesis, that it is painful for her to have that across her chest. Mm-hmm. And with the new belts, as I stated to her, and she said, I think it'd be great if you'd let the people know that there are some of us who have this situation, and by having the belt worn just a little loose, you're still having that protection, and you can wear the belt, and it isn't uncomfortable.
Right, but it will tighten up on impact.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. Donald and Edina, hang on, and Crystal will get you with you in just a moment. We have the markets, and we'll have those right after this.
Hi, this is Roger Erickson for Wayzata Marine. I checked in with them the other day, and the news is that there are truckloads of boats arriving weekly. Gary Briggs and sales manager Rick Wondra were telling me that the hottest boat in the industry right now is the Sunrunner. And it's no surprise. I mean, here is a boat line that has something for everyone in almost every price category, too. And Wayzata Marine is the exclusive Sunrunner dealer in all the Midwest. Compare Sunrunner with any other boat on the market. Compare price, styling, ride, comfort. Compare the appointments on the Sunrunner. This is a beautiful boat. And every new boat that Wayzata Marine sells is powered by Merck Cruiser. There are so many differences at Wayzata Marine. One is that when you take delivery of your new boat, one of the folks from Wayzata Marine will meet you on the water to give you a complete rundown on how your new boat operates. Nice touch from a great dealership. Wayzata Marine. Don't forget, they're open every day, including Sunday.
Chuck Logan has the markets.
Thank you, Charlie. On the Chicago Board of Trade, May corn at 230.5 is up a half. May wheat, $3, up 4.5. May soybeans, 5.30.5, up 3. May soy oil, 17.19, up 15. May soy meal, 153.20, up 90. May oats, 95.25, down 1.5. Kansas City May wheat, 266 bid. Minneapolis May wheat, 337.5. That's down 2.25. On the Mercantile Exchange, June live cattle, 55.60, up 140. May feeder cattle, $54, up 143. June hogs, $45, up 110. May pork bellies, 56.45, up 190.
Have you noticed that people sometimes open packages in food stores before they buy?
Yeah, and I don't like that.
Well, here's your cottage cheese. Here's Old Home cottage cheese. I'm going to open them both up. Can you see the difference?
Oh, Old Home has an inner seal.
Right.
Now it's clear to see what Old Home has meant to me for half of a century.
So you think the inner seal is a good idea?
Yeah, I can see that no one has opened this package before.
Read this.
Inner seal for freshness.
That message is on the top of every package of Old Home naturally cultured cottage cheese. It's just the way Old Home does things.
The inner seal is a really good idea.
It really is.
For half of a century, they've known that freshness is the key. Yes, it's clear to see to me.
Old Home Inner Seal. It's really a good idea.
Hey, Donna, you're on with Colonel Roger Letty of the Highway Patrol here on CCO. Go ahead.
Yes, Colonel. I'd like to have you remind people of the danger of tailgate. Like it seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, I agree with you, Don. It seems that when you're traveling down the freeway at 55 miles an hour and you're maintaining a safe distance from the car that's in front of you, somebody wants to slide in and take up your safe area. It gets very irritating, especially when you back off again and you attempt to maintain that safer area. During rush hour traffic, I guess it's understandable. The traffic is moving a lot slower, so people have a tendency to crowd together. But once the traffic loosens up, tailgating is a very, very dangerous practice.
Crystal and Wiper has a question. Good morning, Crystal.
Yes. I would like to know why they don't have seatbelts in school buses.
Well, there was an attempt this last legislative session, Crystal, to get seatbelts, to require seatbelts in all school buses that were manufactured after August of 1985. That bill did not get through, but I'm sure that there will be an effort. With the interest that there are in the usage of seatbelts, I'm sure that there will be probably the same bill introduced next time.
I was driving out to Hutch last night, and both ways, driving the speed limit. As soon as I come into the metropolitan area, zoom, 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 everybody's passing me.
Well, there's a perception of safety in numbers, Charlie, and we don't have enough people. Really, the compliance with the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit is only there because of the attitude of the motoring public. And I know there are people in the audience that feel that people do not drive 55, but they really do. Last year, 60% of the people using our public highways were in compliance with the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. When you're driving down that road and there's a car that's a mile in front of you driving 55, a car behind you a mile driving 55, you only see the cars that are passing you, so you're of the opinion that you're the only one out there driving 55 miles an hour.
It's perception.
When, in fact, 60% of the people were driving 55 miles an hour last year.
Now, with gas prices down, and originally the speed limit was dropped to save, an economy measure.
People are saying, let's go back. But
yeah.
That original economy measure was great, but that's the spinoff was the saving of lives. Now, that's the main reason for keeping it at 55, as far as I'm concerned.
Gordy in Richfield, good morning.
Yes, sir. I got a question in regards to motorcyclists having the option to wear helmets or not. What's his views on that?
Well, Gordy, I would certainly like to see the requirement that motorcyclists wear helmets, because we've had any number of accidents where perhaps if the individual had been wearing the helmet, the fatality would have occurred anyway. But last year, we had a very bad experience on our highways in Minnesota. I believe it was 79 motorcyclists died on the public highways of the state of Minnesota. And if I'm not mistaken, that's an all-time high for motorcycle fatalities in this state. I think that the wearing of the helmet would certainly have saved a goodly number of those 79 people that are no longer here. And I guess that the other side of that is the number of people that are still here that have suffered brain damage and other serious injuries as a result of their motorcycle accident.
Yeah, right. Carl Kosalki was here yesterday and said that he would have been definitely, no doubt about it, he would have been killed had he not been wearing a helmet. Joyce, you have a travel message for us.
Yes, indeed. The summer's biggest celebration opens Saturday, and of course, that's the World's Fair Expo 86 in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm Joyce Lamont for American Tours, where the phones are ringing every minute these days with people inquiring about tours to this international exposition and also the 100th birthday of Vancouver. It's May 2nd through October 13th. There'll be more than 80 pavilions, most spectacular of which is the Canada $245 million three-block-long building, which resembles a cruise ship. You'll want to be there. Take part in the celebration. So call today for reservations. American Tours will have several trips to the fair. I'll be going in the September tour. There'll be others in June and July and October. But call now. You won't be disappointed. Reservations are going fast. That's American Tours. 835-5151 is the number, 835-5151.
French silk pie. Well, the folks at Baker Square should know it's an obsession with me. Really, every once in a while my mind toys with the idea of French silk pie. Yeah, French silk pie. pie, and it just won't let go. Not until my taste buds are satisfied. Any little thing can set me off, you know.
French silk takeout pies are on sale at Baker Square. 25% off.
I'm defenseless.
I know, I know. After all, that's why I lift all those weights and run all those miles. So when a 25% off French silk sale comes along, I'm ready.
Yeah.
That creamy chocolate filling, those mounds of whipped cream, already paid for in sweat.
Yeah, French silk pie. You know, I've heard people say there's only one thing better in life.
Oh, yeah? What might that be?
I don't know. I've just heard people say there's only one thing better in life.
Now through May 4th, save 25% on a takeout French silk pie at Baker Square. 59 degrees in our Twin Cities. Could get 70 or more today. Sunny skies, and they've revised the forecast. Sunny and bright. Good morning, Joyce Lamont. And before I introduce you, let me thank Roger Letting, who's on the phone with a listener. Roger Letting, who is Colonel and head of the Highway Patrol, thank you very much. Now here's Joyce.
And it's our Best Buy show, and we're sponsored today by Jerry's, the 11 Jerry's Foods and Jerry's Super Value stores in the Twin Cities area. Carol Jackson, who is home economist at Jerry's Edina, gives these as the better food buys at stores this week. The beef items are stew meat, ground beef, round steak, and chuck roast, and liver, in pork, country-style spare ribs, in poultry, whole turkeys and whole fryers, turkey and fryer parts, turkey products and eggs, fish and seafood, Taurus, Alaskan pollock, frozen fillets, fish sticks, canned pink salmon, and canned tuna. The fresh fruits and vegetables, pears, bananas, rhubarb, oranges, grapefruit, avocados, apples, and California strawberries, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, zucchini, onions, carrots, celery, potatoes, and rutabagas. Well, before long, you'll probably be planning your first family picnic of the season, and when you do, remember Jerry's famous bratwurst, because it's the perfect food to serve for outdoor meals. Jerry's bratwurst is the kind with the skin left on. It's a natural casing for natural juiciness. Bratwurst made the old-fashioned way, just like all of Jerry's homemade sausages are, right at Jerry's in Edina, in an old-fashioned smokehouse. Jerry's recipes come from the old country, and they're prepared under daily federal inspection. The formulas are USDA approved, too. This week, try their smoked, cured, and cooked bratwurst. Toss it on the grill or simmer it in kraut or beans. Add onions if you wish. Serve it on a bratwurst bun from Jerry's Bakery. Jerry's has three kinds of bratwurst, the cooked kind, the raw variety, and the one I mentioned, the smoked and cured bratwurst. And that one is specially priced this week at all 11 Jerry's Foods and Super Value stores in the Twin Cities area. Well, today's recipe is for asparagus ham roll-ups, a good dish for a spring luncheon, using, of course, the tender new spring asparagus now in the market. Or if you can't get the fresh asparagus, you can use the frozen asparagus spears. Cook it until it's crisp tender, take it from the heat and drain it, and put four of the asparagus spears on each of six slices of boiled ham, about a fourth of an inch thick, and then roll up the ham like a cornucopia and secure with toothpicks, and set these aside while you make the creamy mustard sauce. You heat three-fourths of a cup of cream in the top of a double boiler. In a small bowl, beat one egg yolk, with a fourth cup of cream. In another bowl, combine a fourth cup of sugar, fourth teaspoon of salt, four teaspoons of dry mustard, and a tablespoon of flour. And you add this to the egg and cream mixture, and then stir it into the heated cream in the double boiler, and cook and stir that mixture over simmering water till the mixture thickens. Heat a third cup of vinegar, and stir this heated vinegar into the sauce, blend it well, and then you put this creamy mustard sauce into a shallow baking dish. Arrange the ham roll-ups in the sauce and bake at 350 degrees for 20 minutes, then serve. You might garnish each serving with finely chopped green onions, using about a fourth cup of the chopped onions in all. Again, that recipe for ham and asparagus roll-ups with creamy mustard sauce. Now, what you do is to put four of the cooked asparagus spears on each of six slices of boiled ham, about a fourth of an inch thick, and then roll up the ham like a cornucopia, secure with toothpicks, and set these aside while you make the mustard sauce. Heat three-fourths of a cup of cream in the top of a double boiler. Then, in a small bowl, beat one egg yolk with a fourth cup of cream. In another bowl, combine a fourth cup of sugar, fourth teaspoon of salt, four teaspoons of dry mustard, and a tablespoon of flour. Add this to the egg and cream mixture and then stir it into the heated cream in the double boiler. Cook and stir that mixture over simmering water till the mixture thickens. Heat a third cup of vinegar and stir that into the sauce. Blend it well. Put this creamy mustard sauce into a shallow baking dish. Arrange the 6 ham roll-ups in the sauce and bake at 350 for 20 minutes, and then it's ready to serve. And if you want to garnish it with a 1/4 cup of chopped green onions, just sprinkle those over the top of the ham roll-ups before you serve them. The Best Buys recipes for April have gone to the printer. They should be available in 2 weeks. For free copies, stop in at one of Jerry's Foods or Jerry's Super Value stores in the Twin Cities, or send a stamped self-addressed business-size envelope to me, Joyce Lamont, WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, 55402.
All right, Joyce, I want to talk about Breezy Point for just a moment and make a point. Minnesota has more than 10,000 lakes, but only one, Breezy Point Resort. Now, I think you'll agree that point was well given. Breezy Point is located on beautiful Big Pelican Lake in the Brainerd area, and it really is. It really is the complete resort. Golfing, tennis, boating, indoor pools, spas, conference center. Perfect place for a business meeting, by the way, or a social meeting. And for only $99 a person, you can go on a Breezy Point mini holiday, including 3 days, 2 nights, a delicious steak dinner, breakfast and brunch, unlimited use of 2 golf courses, unlimited use of tennis courts. Why don't you call them right now? Make it a point to get away. The Breezy Point hotline number is easy to remember. 1-800-432, count backwards, 432-37, Roger's age and how he feels, 77. Simple, right? 1-800-432-3777. Breezy will send you a colored brochure and a rate sheet. Call them right now.